From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Syrian state television is reporting that troops have retaken control of a rebellious mountain village in Hafa after more than a week of heavy shelling there. Rebels had withdrawn from Hafa overnight after intense fighting and in nearby villages. Hafa is critical to Syrian forces because it's about 20 miles away from President Bashar al-Assad's hometown. Meanwhile, activists are reporting dozens more casualties today. As new reports of torture and killings of children emerge from Syria, White House spokesman Jay Carney is warning the ongoing violence could lead to civil war.
We will be in a situation, or we will likely be in a situation, where Syria is experiencing a sectarian civil war that could spill beyond its borders, that could destabilize the region, that could involve other countries.
But some believe Syria is already in the grip of civil war. They include former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who also told CBS today that he did not believe the U.S. military should directly intervene. A Pennsylvania jury is hearing more testimony today from alleged victims in the child sex abuse trial of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Meanwhile, court papers suggest that a top Penn State administrator kept a secret file of allegations against Sandusky. Details from NPR's Joel Rose.
Former Penn State Vice President Gary Schultz and Athletic Director Tim Curley are charged with perjury and failure to report suspected child abuse. According to a document filed this week by prosecutors in Pennsylvania, Schultz kept a running file on allegations of inappropriate conduct by Jerry Sandusky. That, prosecutors say, would directly contradict Schultz's testimony before a grand jury. Schultz's lawyer denies that he kept any secret files on Sandusky. Schultz retired a few days after the allegations against Sandusky became public. Tim Curley is on administrative leave from Penn State. Both men deny the charges against them. Joel Rose, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Corporate giants are rushing to stake their claims on new prime internet real estate that don't just include .com or .org. Now they're applying for other coveted suffixes such as .blog, .book, or .sex. Nearly 2,000 companies, about half from North America, applied for dozens of available domains. The idea is to stimulate competition by giving companies more control over their presence on the web. However, critics warn the new suffixes are unlikely to gain momentum. The slide in gasoline prices and sales figures into its largest decline in wholesale prices in nearly 3 years. The Labor Department says the producer price index had fallen 1% in May after pulling back 0.2% a month earlier. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 70 points, more than 0.5% at 12,504, with the Nasdaq off more than 0.5% at 28.25. This is NPR News. Crews battling an out-of-control wildfire in northern Colorado are up against more hot weather and gusty winds today. The High Park Fire has now scorched 72 square miles of tinder-dry forest west of the city of Fort Collins. Kirk Sigler from member station KUNC reports from one of the fire's command posts northwest of the city.
1,000 firefighters are battling this blaze, which is now one of the top priorities in the country. In the skies, there's been a steady parade of choppers and planes dropping water and fire retardant on the blaze. Bill Honenberg is the fire's incident commander.
We're trying to do two things. Set priorities to protect structures and at the same time construct fire lines so this thing does not continue to grow.
The fire has destroyed scores of homes, and Honenberg says it's still too dangerous for firefighters to even protect structures in some areas. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Spain's prime minister has been criticized for flying to Poland for a soccer game just hours after his country's bailout. As Lauren Frere reports from Madrid, the Spanish leader is now trying to deflect that and is blaming his predecessors for Spain's banking mess.
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says the previous socialist government here should have acted 3 years ago. Spain doesn't have the 100 billion euros and can't issue public debt, Rajoy told Parliament, referring to the amount of bailout money on offer from Europe. In 2009, it could have, he said. But since we had the best financial system in the world, he said sarcastically, now we're 3 years behind. Spain has had to resort to an EU bailout for its banks, weighed down by unpaid property loans. European officials pushed to have the deal in place before Greek elections this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
This is NPR.